Welcome to the studio, Warren Haynes. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. First of all, let me do the business that, because we were trying to tune up and everything, so you might have heard me thinking, why aren't they talking right now? Because they're usually talking so much. 434-979-0919. You don't mind if the phones ring over in the other room, do you?
No.
In fact, you probably would like it, wouldn't you?
I'm used to it.
I bet you are. WNRN.org. Make a contribution now. We're in our fall fun drive. Soon, Warren Haynes will be walking out of our studio with a fabulous new WNRN t-shirt. You can have what he's going to have on later if you make your contribution now. $5 a month will get you that, along with the member list. Government Mule with G-Love and Special Sauce tonight at the Ting Pavilion. Doors at 6, show starts at 7. The new disc is Peace Like a River. You've been hearing us play the heck out of it, that's for sure. And it's so great to see you, man.
It's great to see you. We go back a long way.
Very long way. I want to talk about the Christmas Jam coming up here a little later on. And I think the first time I saw you at the Christmas Jam, it was at Be Here Now in Asheville.
Oh, so. Wow, yeah. That was the second location. Yeah. We started at 45 Cherry. We thought it was just going to happen once. And then we outgrew that place two or three years in and moved to Be Here Now, because Be Here Now was the newer club that had national acts and stuff.
Right. And they quote unquote had space for you guys.
Yeah. And then Derek Trucks's guitar got stolen out of the dressing room.
I remember that.
And my wife Stephanie said, that's it, we're moving it to a bigger venue, we're not doing this anymore.
It's like I can say that I think that you went from there to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium.
That's right. Yeah.
And then to the giant thing in the downtown thing, whatever, the Asheville Civic Center,
that changes name every year.
Yeah, you know? So Warren Haynes is our guest this afternoon. So yes, Warren and I go back a long way. We could sit here and talk about a whole bunch of nonsense for an hour. He doesn't have that kind of time. We need you to make a contribution at WNRN.org. And also, he's strapped up with a guitar, so what do you want to kick us off with?
I was thinking a song from Revolution Come, Revolution Go. This is Traveling Tune. Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. They say, sing about what you know. Well, hello, people, it's been a long time. So good to see you, how you feeling? It's good to be together, even for a short while. Nothing like a little rocking and reeling. So many familiar faces scattered in with the new ones. We got to keep spreading the word. You keep on coming, we'll keep on coming back, even when the lines are getting blurred. Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. This is sing about what you know. Well, I know I've been down this road a time or two. So let's sing another road song before we go. Here's one for the fallen ones that didn't make it through this life's challenges and pressures. We gotta keep on rising and singing in their honor and try to enjoy some of life's pleasures. Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. They say, sing about what you know. And they say, how many road songs can you write? As many as it takes to get it right. And here's one I just wrote the other day. Let's sing it, then be on our way. I try and inject myself into the show. That's all I know. So goodbye, people. We'll see you down the road. Some other town, some other place. Raise our voices, maybe even a glass in toast to those that can never be replaced. Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. This is sing about what you know. Well, I know this old heart's been broken a time or two. Let's sing another sad one before we go. Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. They say, sing about what you know.
Warren Haynes live here on WNRN. He's in our studio today because he's in Charlottesville tonight with Government Mule, his band of 30-something. How many years has that been?
It'll be 30 years next year.
Next year. All right. I was going to say, getting close there.
Don't rush me.
Government Mule and G-Love and Special Sauce at the Ting Pavilion in Charlottesville. Doors at 6, show starts at 7. The new disc is Peace Like a River. You just heard one from Revolution Come, Revolution Go, which is also a fantastic record. And by the way, I got to say, Heavy Load Blues, man, you know, because it was around the pandemic time, never had a chance to say, that's one of the best records of that year, easily.
Thank you.
And you also got, I think you got a Grammy nomination out of it. It was a number one blues album on the charts.
Yeah, go figure. We've been talking about doing a blues record for years, and just kind of always had it on the back burner. But then during lockdown, it just seemed like, wow, the whole world's got the blues right now. maybe this is the time, you know?
Yeah, well, that worked out well, I'd say.
Yeah, and, you know, we made both of those records, Peace Like a River and Heavy Load Blues, at the same time. We went into a studio in Connecticut that had two adjoining rooms, and we set up a bunch of old, small, vintage gear in the little room and our normal gear in the big room, and we would go in about noon and work on Peace Like a River songs till about 9 p.m., and then we would take a break, have a bite to eat, and then go play blues the rest of the night in the little room, which is like being in a little club, like tiny. And it was all recorded live.
Wow.
The vocals, everything. I had a little monitor, no headphones. We were about as close together as we are in this room now. And it was great. It was a great way to deal with the whole lockdown situation.
Sure.
I don't know that I would normally recommend making two records at once. But, you know, we were going nuts. We couldn't tour. We just needed something to do.
Yeah. Well, I also think there's a law in Connecticut. You can't play the blues until after 9, so that actually worked out well.
That should
you.
Be a law everywhere. Because you can't play it well until after 9, that's
a really
for sure.
Good point. So you chose some really interesting people to cover on Heavy Load Blues, too, which I thought was, you know, anytime you look and see, why did you choose this song over this song or this song? Because you have, in your head, you have, I don't know, probably several thousand blues tunes you could play, but you chose the ones on that record. Why?
Yeah, and I've been making a list for a few years of when the time comes, songs or artists that I would want to cover. Elmore James was very important to me, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Albert King. But we did some curveballs too, like we did a Tom Waits song,
which is great. Yeah.
Which is really a blues song, yep. Even though it's not ancient. It's a blues tune, and I thought, well, doing our own take on that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote some blues songs during the lockdown as well. I don't write many what I consider to be traditional blues songs. I've only written a handful ever.
Right.
But during COVID, I wrote two or three, and I thought, well, we'll add those as well, and then some that I had written a long time ago. So it wound up being half original material and half covers, which was great because I went into it thinking it was going to be mostly covers, which yeah. we've never done before. But when you think of blues, you know, there's just so much to choose from.
Yeah.
So the trick was making sure that everything fit together, that my songs held up alongside, you know, the traditional stuff.
I think the world answered you by saying yes, and you got nominated for a Grammy, and you have the number one record.
And, well, yeah. And it was fun, too, because there were songs like If Heartaches Were Nickels that I wrote that Joe Bonamassa recorded years ago, but I had never recorded it.
Right.
And so I thought, well, it's about time I did my version, you know, so yeah. that was cool.
That worked out really well. And, I've always wondered, too, because the Allman Brothers, they love the blues and played the blues, I mean, from their inception on. And you know, I imagine you played Stormy Monday, and I know you did, you know, and so you get to play, you know, other blues tunes with them. And so in other iterations, it's got to be a lot of fun for you. Plus, you were great friends with Little Milton, too. So, you know.
Little Milton was a really good friend the last few years before he passed away. And I learned a lot from him. We recorded together down in Muscle Shoals, and he was such an amazing singer and guitar player. But, you know, meeting those guys and being able to hang around and hear the stories of how a lot of the stuff really happened was great, you know. Milton told me a story about this guitar that he got one of the very first Flying V's that were ever made. And he got Albert King his first Flying V as well from the same store.
Really?
In East St. Louis, Illinois. And the Flying V had just come out in 1958. So Milton had one, and he said Albert was jealous, and he said, oh, I'll get you one too. So he got one for Albert. And then Milton claimed that his got stolen. And that was the first time we met, he told me that. And then the more we knew each other, one day he told me, oh, I didn't really get stolen. He said, I lost it in a poker game. He said, but I told my wife it got stolen.
So, yeah. So he essentially got to write his own blues song about his own guitar.
And a 1958 Flying V, which now would be worth about $1 million.
Right. Yes. I imagine you shook your head hard on that story. Warren Haynes is our guest this afternoon here on WNRN. It is difficult for me to not chat him forever, so I'm going to shut my mouth because I know he has two more. And what's the next one you want to play here?
I think I'll do Captured, which is from Shout. And Shout, for people that don't know, was the record that we did where we had a bonus disc of other singers reinterpreting the same songs. And this song, Captured, was reinterpreted by my friend Jim James, who did a wonderful job. And we've now played it. We actually played it at Christmas Jam a couple of years ago for the first time together.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was nice. But I love his version. But I'm going to do a stripped-down version of my version, I guess. Never wanted to be swept away. I thought I might lose myself. Nobody told me there'd be music, sweet music. Now I got that sinking feeling that
Though I try to brace myself, I can feel me start to surrender. Sweet surrender. Everything I needed to remember, everything I needed to forget. When I see a smile, I am a child, I'm captured. Oh, I'm captured. Never thought I could love someone. More than I love myself. Nobody told me about forgiveness. Sweet forgiveness. Now we're waving our flag in the air. The one we sewed together. We're planting our seeds in the ground. Roots are growing. Everything I needed to remember, everything I needed to forget. When I see a smile, I am a child, I'm captured. Oh, I'm
Warren Haynes live this afternoon here at WNRN. Government Mule is playing tonight with G-Love and Special Sauce at the Ting Pavilion. Doors at 6, show starts at 7. New disc is Peace Like a River. That was gorgeous. I'm going to need a few minutes to compose myself, if you don't mind.
Me too.
We actually need to get to a quick break here, and we'll be back with Warren here in just a moment with more live music on WNRN. You need to call, by the way, 434-979-0919, online at WNRN.org. Find me anybody who's going to do a fun drive and have Warren Haynes stand in the studio and absolutely slay people of all ages in this place right now. I don't know how you can find that. So that's worth a contribution. 434-979-0919. Call us now. Good afternoon. It's WNRN. It's our fall fun drive, and we're so happy to have in the studio joining us today Warren Haynes of Government Mule. Hello, Warren.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now that we've taken a little bit of a break, caught our breath and figured out where we're going to go next. I think I asked you if you'd do something goofy, and they're all around here. If you want to, how do you like when you warm up? What do you usually play? Do you have like a go-to song when you need to kind of move it around?
No, I usually play some sort of like a John Lee Hooker kind of.
I like that.
So 4-3-4. 979. 0919.
Yeah.
John Lee Hooker promoting WNRN.
WNRN.org. We're going to just play that all the time and tell people that they should call. So.
Okay, and tell them it really was John Lee Hooker.
I just might. How would they know?
Well, he was in here years ago. Right. He's been dead a long time.
Yeah,
but,
he has.
You know, and this wasn't meant to be a segue, but I actually played on a John Lee Hooker record.
Really?
That they finished after he died. The last one that he did after he passed away, they asked me to come in and play some guitar on it, and I did. And I played with him one time live at Madison Square Garden with all these amazing celebrities on stage at once.
I bet.
Bonnie Raitt, Greg Allman, myself, Ry Cooter, Robert Cray, Bo Diddley, Albert Collins, Mick Fleetwood, Joe Cocker, all these people were there honoring John Lee Hooker.
Sure.
And Johnny Winter and Paul Barrere from Little Feat, a lot of people that we've lost in the last few years. And the encore, Willie Dixon was there, the greatest blues songwriter of all times. And he was, I think he had already had half of his leg amputated at the time, and he was walking with a cane,
mm-hmm.
but he was on stage. I actually got to be on stage with Willie Dixon. And I just remember that John Lee Hooker's walking around the stage and looking around, and there's all these, there's like seven guitar players, and he's pointing like, somebody play a solo, you know,
right.
And none of us would. We were all just like, no, I'm not playing. I'm standing next to Bonnie Raitt, and she's like, no, I'm not playing. And look over, and Johnny Winter's like, I'm not playing. Like, everybody was just in awe, you know.
Right.
It was very bizarre. One of my favorite moments.
I bet. I wonder who actually kind of finally broke the mold and said, "Oh, the heck!" I bet it was Albert Collins. He was just sure, why not?
You know, I don't remember anybody stepping up. I think it just turned into for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And Mick Fleetwood was walking around the stage like banging a snare drum that he was holding under his arm.
Oh, gee. Yeah, well, I don't think there's any names left at this point. You know, I don't know who wasn't there. You know,
it was a great night, and you know, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, John Lee Hooker is one of the greatest artists of all time. So he totally deserved it. Everybody says, oh, yeah. It was a tribute to John Lee Hooker. Yeah, but he was there. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little bizarre, but yeah, it was great.
Well, it's like the Roy Orbison Black and White Night. It's like, it's a tribute to Roy, but he's there.
Yeah, and gets to see his own tribute, which is wonderful, you know.
Warren Haynes is here in the studio with us on WNRN. It is our fun drive, and you just heard Warren give out the phone number. I'll do it again, 434-979-0919. He's not here just to see me, which that would be nice.
It is good to see you, though.
It's good to see you. WNRN.org. He's here tonight because Government Mule and G-Love and Special Sauce are at the Ting Pavilion. Doors at 6, shows at 7. By the way, Peace Like a River, fantastic. I don't think we're going to have enough time for me to ask you who you asked to be on that record that couldn't do it, because you got everybody on that record, too, which was great.
You know, we were lucky in the way that... I guess it was lockdown.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So anybody that, nobody was on the road, let's just put it that way. So nobody was unavailable.
Right. Yeah.
So if somebody was in the area, and also, Billy Gibbons and I have worked together many times, but he was in Nashville. And so I just sent him the recording and had him do his part in Nashville. When we get a chance, we'll be in the same room together, but it's not always possible.
Yeah.
But I think the most unique contribution was Billy Bob Thornton doing the narration talk singing in The River Only Flows One Way. Billy and I have been friends a long time, and I follow his music career as well. But he just has one of those speaking voices that draws the listener in.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought, that's what we need for this tune, because I had never written a song that I wanted the verses to be spoken instead of sung.
Yeah.
And once I made that decision, I'll sing the chorus, but somebody else should talk the verses, and I call Bill, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm in."
Sure. So I knew that at some point, because you're such good friends with Billy Bob Thornton, he's done the Sling Blade thing for you, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, he doesn't do it normally.
No, that's what I was going to say. Probably you're one of the rare people he'll be like, yeah, I'll do it, sure.
But, yeah, I've witnessed Carl up close and personal.
Oh, if only that bus could talk about when that
and
happened.
It's usually on the bus.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. What a great movie. You know,
yes. Warren Haynes is here. Government Mule is at the Tim Pavilion tonight. We're just so pleased to have you in here. I have one more question after this, but you got one more song because we got to get you off to soundcheck and everything. So what do you want to play to finish us off?
From Peace Like a River, the closing song is called Gone Too Long. And when I wrote it and when we started rehearsing it, I knew that there was some kind of CSNY kind of influence. It has some Neil Young influence, but it also had a lot of David Crosby influence. And Crosby and I had talked about doing something in the future, but we had not done it. And then when he passed away, I thought, well, I'm going to dedicate this to Crosby. So it's the closing song on the record, which is dedicated to David Crosby. Dreams mixed with time will take you on a journey. No, I've been to foreign flight, stirring some pain, some known remedies. The days turn into nights, gone too long. Never thought I'd see myself through somebody else's eyes. Finally, I could see who I am. Finally, found someone who gives a damn. Hands of time keep pushing me along. Growing tired of resisting, dreaming now still takes me on a journey. I'm closer to the shore, but I'm still drifting. There's a light shining on an open door. Chasing my shadow has never let me down. Long as it leads me back to you, gone too long.
Never thought I'd see the world through somebody else's eyes. Finally, I can see where I've been. For too many nights without a friend. Well, I gotta go now. Work's picked up again. God knows I'm dying to play. One more kiss, I'll leave it on my lips. But please don't let me stay. Gone too long.
I think David would have loved that tune. Man, that's great.
He never got to hear it. I did play with him one time we did a benefit with the Allman Brothers at the Beacon Theater in New York for hepatitis C, and David and Graham Nash and Natalie Cole and a bunch of people were part of it. And David and I did Almost Cut My Hair together, which was great. And I got to sing Stephen Stills' part in Find the Cost of Freedom with Graham and David, which was just like a Forrest Gump moment.
You could have just quit then, by the way.
There's been a lot of those moments, thankfully, that, you know, I've been so fortunate to have shared the stage or the studio with people that I grew up listening to. And it's not something that I take lightly, you know, but it's also not something you can orchestrate. It usually happens organically.
Well, speaking of, we should get the business out of the way. Government Mule and G11 Special Sauce at the Ting Pavilion tonight. Doors at 6, show starts at 7. New disc is Peace Like a River. You know, you got the Christmas Jam just announced. I don't want to put you on the spot, but no one's been announced about it.
Yeah.
Can I say that Audley's going to be there? Is that...
I haven't talked to Audley, but I'm really hoping because he, you know,
every
he's my lean on, you know,
exactly.
But I owe him a phone call. Christmas Jam is December 9th.
Yep. In Asheville.
And we haven't announced the lineup yet. We're hoping to do that in a couple of weeks, but, I'm just super psyched that it's back.
Can you do a, I can't say who it is, but it rhymes with so-and-so.
No, but last year we had Tyler Childers.
Yep.
And we had Brothers Osborne.
Phil Lesh.
And Phil Lesh and friends. And, in the year before we had, before it went away due to COVID, we had Dave Grohl and Jim James and Joe Bonamassa and Grace Potter. Every year is fantastic.
Yeah.
But it always takes till about now to solidify the lineup because everybody's schedule is changing, you know.
And,
so I start calling around April, and usually about September or October, we kind of know who's going to make it and who's not.
I know you don't take it for granted, but you know it's going to sell out. I mean, you know, it could be you and a guitar. And
well, fortunately, it's turned into one of those events where everybody knows it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And the music is a notch above even normal great music because everybody's there for free to celebrate life and charity and have fun, and it reminds us all why we started playing music in the first place.
And if you've never been to it, it is one of those unique events where no one leaves annoyed or upset. It's like everybody has a good time. It's the holidays.
The vibe is always
amazing,
great.
You know,
even when we've gone super late to like 4 in the morning.
I was at that one. I think I was standing next to Colonel Bruce.
Oh my
like
God.
Yeah, I know.
Colonel Bruce came a lot. He came almost every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Warren, this has been an absolute pleasure.
Good to see you.
I'd be lying to you if I told you anything other than that. And we got to get back to making phones ring here at 434-979-0919, WNRN.org. One more time, Government Mule and G11 Special Sauce at the Ting Pavilion tonight. Doors at 6, show starts at 7. The new disc, Peace Like a River, is fantastic.
Thank
and we've
you.
Been playing it a lot, and we will continue to do just that.
Thank you.
But have a great time tonight. We're going to get going here. I can already see Fred's looking at us. Yeah, he's about had enough here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should have him on the air. All right. Anyway, here we go.